It's one thing falling in love with a house, picturing yourself moving in and calling it home, and quite another navigating the world of price negotiating, mortgage lenders, and finding the budget that works best for you. An agent who's a Realtor can make understanding that world easier. Realtors have the expertise, access to proprietary data, and tools to help you get from imagining living somewhere to actually doing it. That's the kind of help we can provide. Because that's who we are. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy. So go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
I was going to start out today's episode by nibbling these crackers and making you guys listen to it in the microphone. But then I was like, or I could just start out by asking, Emily, are we friends?
Yeah. Now you're going to chew.
You think we're friends?
Yeah. Are you going to tell me you think we're not?
Is it mukbang if it's not a lot of food? Like, one goldfish. Listen.
It's not a goldfish.
Do you find it weird that they have all those like fringy type snacks in there, like health food type snacks, and then there's just regular goldfish just right there swimming in the same bowl?
These aren't regular goldfish.
Oh, they did have some the other day.
They're organic cheese goldfish.
Cheddar bunnies are really good.
You think we're friends, yet every time I invite you to something,
I'm at your house all the time for things.
For work?
No, I'm always at events at your home.
Out of a bath. You came to my dog Shiva, which is out of respect. You don't come to my holiday parties.
I'm always at your... I was at your holiday party when I didn't work for you. I came to your Halloween party.
That's when we were friends.
I was at your...
You crashed my wedding.
You didn't have a Christmas party this year.
Shh, don't tell anyone that.
But I was at your last one.
Every time I give you food, which is the Jewish way of showing love, mm-hmm. or in my mom's way, whispering, you don't need that.
I ate that milk cookie. It was really good. Then Gracie tried to lick the bag.
This weekend, I have to stop eating. I'm sorry, hold on. I'm so fucking hungry. I've been in traffic all day. I was out of town this weekend, and I was with Hunter, who is my opener. He's a big guy. We all went shopping, and my stepdad trying to, like, make conversation. Oh, my God, is that your phone?
No, that was yours.
Holy shit. I was saying we did a gig this weekend, and my mom and stepdad came to visit, and Hunter Hill, who opens for me, you know, we're like a family now, was with me. We were walking around, and we went to a clothing store. And my mom and I went to go try on stuff. So I think kind of making conversation, my stepdad was like, oh, Hunter, you know, he was talking about, like, coat size and width and, like, male measurements. And he was like, what are you, 48? What are you? Because you're a big boy. And Hunter goes, I am a big boy. And he was like, yeah, I mean, you're a big boy. And I was, like, listening while I was changing. I was like, my stepdad called Hunter a big boy.
I mean, Hunter's, three like, 7 feet tall.
Yeah, and he's not. In the span of, like, 5 minutes, though. And later I was like, you're a big boy. He's like, I'm a big boy. And then we were eating dinner. And it was late, and we did a bunch of it. Oh, there were donuts were brought to the show, and Hunter went to eat one. And my mom just puts her hand on his hand and just goes, you don't need that.
Oh.
And I think she meant it, like, an encouraging, like, you're good without it. But, like, story of my life, like, you're not hungry. You don't need that. All right.
It's a hell of a day for Hunter.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're going to have to do a lot of cuts.
So you're saying we're not friends or we are friends? Was the
From my perspective, you guys are like sisters or lifelong friends. You guys seem like better
partners.
Friends.
False partners.
Life mates.
False. Emily already has a sister and she's a twin and she's never heard this podcast.
No, probably not.
Wait, you're not share? Like, review and share. That's what we say to everybody.
I know. My parents did, but no, my sister, no.
I don't know if I'm equipped to be a sister.
I mean, you are one.
Half. Oh, wait, no, I have a brother. Never mind.
Brother.
He's cool. All right. But I would like to think that we're friends, but I can't abuse you the way I would a friend.
I mean, right. I think there's a difference because we do work together and we spend literally every day together. So we probably aren't like, let's just chill on the weekends because we see each other every other day.
I also don't have the same interests as you. I don't want to watch Tara Reid movies. I don't want to go to Cat Cafe. I don't want to drink strawberry Gatorade. And
I'd never tried this flavor before.
Drink strawberry.
It's fierce, bold, and intense.
Oh, so you're drinking me.
Oh, pick two. What's you can have all three of those.
Fierce is in bold, and the other words are small.
I feel like fierce and bold kind of, like, one or the other is fine. You don't need both. It's
pick
redundant.
A lane. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Pick a lane. I'm so sorry. I was, like, coming in, firing all cylinders, and then I ate those gummy... What did I eat?
You ate cheddar bunnies?
To be fair, I stole the rage out of the room with a... story of fire and vengeance right before you guys
Scott was really angry about something. As he was telling it to me, I was like, I haven't heard Scott curse this much. And then I started thinking about friendship. And we don't have a very girly relationship, you and I. Like, I couldn't be like, Emily, you need a new bra. Because you'd be like, don't touch my body.
I mean, yeah. Yeah. But I don't want any of my friends to get near my body.
I would let hot friends get near my body or, like, a really hot girl. If she was like, oh, my God, look at your body, I'd be like, you can touch my body. Don't kiss me on the mouth or my other mouth. Let's get it cracking.
Oh, okay. Eliza and Emily, this is anonymous. I recently had a weird situation occur at my son's summer camp. I was just picking my son up from camp after work and got approached by another parent. The mom came up from behind, excitedly calling my name. Apparently, we had gone to school together from elementary school to high school, but I only vaguely remembered her. We were never in the same friend group, and we haven't talked in almost 20 years. She acted like we were old friends, and I tried to be polite, but it was definitely awkward. We both end up picking up our kids at the same time. Can you provide any advice on making this less awkward or a joke to help make light of the situation? Love your podcast and your comedy specials.
You go back, you get that yearbook that's probably stashed at your mom's house or prominently displayed on your coffee table, depending on the best years of your life. Look this girl up. Try to jog a memory. Never admit to her that she was a loser and, like, not in your friend group. It's unnecessary. If she's remembering you, it means you were cooler than her or, like, there's something, like, a little wrong with her and she thought everyone was my friend, but, like, you weren't. It doesn't matter because she's clearly nice. You're going to see her because you've got these... Your kids go to school together. I would invite her to coffee next time.
Like, ooh, if you really, you got to commit that hard, not just be like, hey.
Well, I don't think, obviously, this was so awkward. I mean, I don't know if you like her or not. You're right. You don't have to commit. I'm overcompensating. Because there's no joke. It doesn't work like that. I also need much more context. You can't be like, ah, you were such a loser and irrelevant. It's amazing you made something out of your life.
No, I think it's just you pretend you know her, you act friendly.
Just be like, I have to be honest, I was so stunned because, you know, it was so long ago and I felt so bad. Of course I remember you.
Yeah.
And then she'll either say, oh, I knew, or she'll be like, oh, I was so nervous that.
Yeah.
Or you see her again next time and she's like, hey, Kathy. And you're like, hey, Cal. And it's done.
Yeah.
It's probably not as big of a deal as you think.
She probably signed something in that yearbook you referenced in, like, the early summer 1993.
Choke on it, bitch. He's mine.
I promise I'll call you. Yeah. I just apologize for not calling her for the last 22 years. And then you're caught up. Boom.
She seems like she's cool. So I don't think it's, I bet you it's not as awkward as you think.
Yeah. I think it's one of those things that you reflect on, like, oh no, and actually this other person didn't care.
Or keep something that you'd like to give away in your bag. I often carry around extra metal straws. And you see her be like, hey, by the way, I have this extra high foam latte. Did you want it? Give a gift. Like crows. They give shiny gifts because they never forget a face.
Yeah.
And she hasn't forgotten that you fucked her. She's like, now give me a gift. Caca.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It happened to me. I didn't think it would, but it happened to me. I had a nasty bout of postpartum depression. Now, there's nothing to be ashamed about in talking about what you're dealing with, and there's nothing to be ashamed about in talking about it with someone. I definitely saw a therapist these last couple weeks because, you know, I spend my time giving advice to others, but I could use a little advice myself. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. I'll tell you what, when you're already stressed or anxious, the last thing you want to do is battle traffic and sit in a waiting room and get your parking validated. I'm sorry, is that just an LA thing? You don't need to add all of that. You can just sit in the comfort of your own home or a chair you like outside, and you can talk to someone from BetterHelp. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists at any time. No additional charge, and it doesn't hurt their feelings. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/Eliza today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Eliza.
I'm busy, and this time of year gets even busier. I've had my baby, I'm back to work, I'm at meetings, I'm on tour, I'm running around, and I don't always have time to sit down for a meal with my family. Sometimes I get home from set so late and I just need to eat something nutritious and go to bed. And that's why I like Factor's fresh, never frozen meals, because they're dietitian approved and they're ready to eat in just 2 minutes. So no matter how busy I am, and I'm busy, I always have time to get a nutritious, great tasting meal. Factor has over 35 different meals and more than 60 add-ons to choose from every week, so I never get bored. I'm trying to do less meat in general, and they have wonderful vegan and veggie options. I just made a vegan mushroom marsala, and I made an onion risotto. Just because you're eating vegetarian doesn't mean you can't eat deliciously. It had roasted garlic green beans. It was scrumptious. Head to factormeals.com/Eliza50 and use code Eliza50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month. That's code Eliza50 at factormeals.com/Eliza50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month while your subscription is active.
Well, it's finally happening. The weather is finally getting warmer. So it's time to say goodbye to the jackets and cozy sweaters we've been hibernating in all winter. And it's time to say hello,
bonjour,
to shorts and t-shirts. And if you've been wanting to update your wardrobe for the long haul without spending a fortune, Quince is for you. I talk about Quince a lot because I really believe in a sustainable capsule wardrobe. And there's no reason you can't have a sustainable, timeless wardrobe for every season. And Quince has got you covered with premium linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30, washable, silk tops, hello. And the best part is all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Dressing well shouldn't break the bank. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. Look well. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/Eliza for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/Eliza to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/Eliza.
Okay, anonymous. Hi, Eliza and Emily. Huge fan of the podcast and saw you, Eliza, in Pittsburgh. Love the show and book.
Obviously, you didn't see Emily.
They said a lot.
I know.
And my question, do you have any advice on keeping alive my friendship with an old coworker who moved across country for a job? My boyfriend and I went out to visit her and her boyfriend a year after they left and had a great time. Before Thanksgiving, we got into a huge fight about a piece of mail I had to send to her for a trip she was taking, but she couldn't explain why it was so important. Later, find out they were getting married in Vegas due to health insurance. Her boyfriend in the fight sent some nasty messages to my boyfriend speaking negatively about he and I. Now, this boyfriend I've never been a big fan of. He can be an airhead, but many call that boy brain. Her and I have apologized to each other, but my boyfriend wants nothing to do with them. Her and I have not spoken much since New Year's. Do you have any advice if I should keep this relationship or let it fall off?
I think you wrote this. I think you made it up just because you knew. I'd be like, let it fade. Let it fall off.
I mean,
there's zero upside.
Yeah.
Okay, it's not zero. Like, you have, like, a Facebook friend. He said some things that you can't take back. It doesn't sound like you were invited to the wedding. She's a coworker.
Right.
No, it just, the move, next question.
It's the not answer worth
is,
it.
Is seldom hold on and white knuckle that friendship until gasp.
Maybe if she and this boyfriend who maybe didn't get married or
her boyfriend's
maybe if they break up, you can revisit.
Yeah, there's your silver lining. Maybe if they get a divorce, you guys can visit. The guy said a bunch of shitty things, and you don't have to hold it against him, but, like, you have friends in your own area and surrounding cities.
Yeah.
Did they say they were getting married in Vegas due to health insurance?
Yeah, and that she had to send the coworker a piece of specific special mail, but she doesn't know what it was.
Doesn't matter. You don't need to know what her mail is. You can be friends with her online. You two could even meet up for a trip. You don't need to involve the boys. Like, you could still be cordial buddies, but it's fine. And let it take its course. And if they want to include themselves, great. But I would not lose any sleep over this.
Yeah, if it's easy enough to still see the girl,
I cannot believe we're still talking about this.
All right.
You might have avoided 5 to 10 in federal due to some insurance racket.
Federal transfer of mail.
Aiding and abetting mail transference, section 502.
Exactly.
Section 504, boys.
Case closed.
Anonymous girl 420 says,
I know you like that weed.
I'm 21 years old. And in college.
Wait, how is she anonymous girl 420?
Because she submitted it anonymously, but was like, you can call me this. Probably so she can hear it and be like, that's me.
Hey, anonymous girl 420, take that sick bong rip. Load up your vape pen.
I am 29 and 6 months ago met my now 55-year-old husband on Instagram. I left my childhood hometown, a good career, and family friends to relocate and marry him. He is financially stable, healthy, doesn't have baggage, healthy. And is a wonderful partner.
Only because he's old, you had to say healthy?
Yeah, he's doing good.
His last horse checkup, he was okay.
Wonderful partner, basically everything I've been looking for and more, but... how do I break the news to my family?
But he's old.
And help them see how good this decision is for me.
You're already married?
They are very traditional. Yes, they met 6 months ago.
And you're already married?
They are very traditional and somewhat judgmental. I do not want them to think my husband lured me into this and it's some kind of Stockholm situation. Thanks for all the laughs and advice. Also, I love Emily. LOL.
All right, that makes one
of us. If they're into traditional stuff, then he's an old dude. He's traditional, so they might.
I know.
That's super traditional. I think she just meant, like, they, you know, it should be, like, a courtship and you're age-appropriate.
Right.
I mean, you're already married.
You got to tell
them. I think what you first have to deal with is the fact that you got married and didn't tell them. Let us know how that goes.
Well, because it's met this 55-year-old 6 months ago,
you know,
and they're married. And they met on Instagram. So he probably commented on her picture in a bikini, like, what up?
For sure. Look, here's the thing. There is a version of the story where you are going to this eyes... 29, you're not a child.
Right, they might be perfectly suited.
That's not as weird. And honestly, like, you're going to this with your eyes wide open. Mm-hmm. I know people who have married or date people that are not the best pairing or they're older. And the parents meet them and they're like, this is okay. There's a version. I don't know you at all. We're like, you're an old soul. But you're going to want to reconcile. You're going to want to reckon with the fact that you got married without telling them first.
It's going to be hard. Yeah, because they're going to, I think, maybe...
Here's what you
rightfully
do.
Take it as an insult.
Explain it. Set the groundwork. I want you to meet him. Have them meet him. And I think I honestly think you should say, you should tell them that you got married together in person. Here's why. It looks cowardly if he doesn't face your parents with you. If you meet him and then he leaves and then after your dinner at Chili's, you're like, so me and Ken, we're married now. Your father's going to be like, why couldn't he tell me as a man? Face to face. It's bad enough he didn't like ask for permission, which a traditional father would want. I say you take it on the chin, get it over with together as a couple. It can be an exercise.
But that also feels tough, like going to see your parents with this guy they've never met and springing this on them seems just like tough.
Then, or just say, look, we got married, I want you to meet him. But I would not have them meet him and then after the fact say, I got married.
Yeah.
Or you wait a year and be like, we did it quietly. But, also, at 30, you're basically 30, sorry. I know you're 29. Like, you're allowed to make your own choices. You're fine.
Right, and I'm wondering, especially now with social media, like, are they not on it? Are you not posting about it? Is this a secret from everyone? Does no one know about this wedding?
I have to honestly ask you, why have you kept it a secret if you're so emboldened and you're so confident in your choice? I think there's part of you that deep down knows, like, this doesn't look great, and I think you're a little nervous that you can't quite substantiate everything, and that's why you're hiding it. And I think you might want to explore what that is. Mm-hmm. Because there's always the version where this looks bad, but, like, deep down you're like, this is the guy for me. Mm-hmm. I think you need to do some soul searching. And if you really, this is the one, you know, but don't pick a fight with everyone for seeing something that might actually be there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know it, you know.
Right.
I don't know the rest of it. I don't know what you look like. I don't know how hot you are. I don't know how hot Ken is.
Is that this man's name?
Is he 55?
Mind?
Then for sure. Gary.
Gary.
Roth.
I was going to say, there's like a 55% chance until you said Roth.
Yeah. Roth. Greg. George. Stern.
Stern.
Anonymous.
Gordon.
Gordon I don't think of as an old
guy. God, that's the worst thing.
Eliza has mentioned
Chalm.
Her molasm.
Chalm. Charm. Trigus. Okay.
Eliza has mentioned her melasma before. As a 33-year-old who suddenly developed it a few years ago, I really appreciate that you talk about it so openly. I've often felt like the only person in my age group dealing with it. I wear SPF all the time, yet I still have very prominent dark patches. Mm-hmm. What has Mm. What has, mm-hmm. or if you're not comfortable saying, has not helped you?
Mm-mm. Melasma.
You're the official spokesperson. People really like you talking about it.
So, like, a year ago, I was looking at my face in the mirror, and I was like, oh, my God, I have to pluck that mustache. Pluck, pluck, pluck. Still there. Realize, oh, no, I have blonde mustache hair. If any, I've never had a mustache. I've never waxed. Some people that are lighter skin don't have to do those things. And it was my skin that was dark. Found out it was something called melasma. I don't have the clinical definition, but it is a darkening of the skin. Some women get it when they're pregnant. It's called pregnancy mask. And it's, you can see it on people if you look at them. It's just light. It's not, you know, like a birthmark or anything. And for a lot of women, it happens in the mustache area, which is so perfect, Mother Nature. And for a lot of women, it's a side effect of birth control. Interestingly enough, I didn't see that side effect until years later. So however long I've been taking it, it was a recent development. Mm-hmm. Who are you texting?
I'm not.
You're down there texting your other
I'm
friends.
I'm not texting. Like, I'm doing a work yet. Email that I just thought about that order, I needed to send.
Order me an olive sausage flatbread from Domino's.
I'm not going to get flatbread. We heard that commercial today for that Pizza Hut that had the cheesy bits on the ends. That's not what I'm texting.
No one, I don't know what you're talking about. Order me a slice. I only want that or Orange Crush. I will not accept substitutes. Dear Santa. I'm like talking and she's like thinking she's being stealth on her phone.
I'm sending a work email that I just thought about.
Dear Santa. Actually, dear elf, I'm going to a lower deity because I don't want to bother Santa. Extra cereal toppings on my
cereal toppings.
On my pink berry.
What's that one? Greenberry?
Greenberry? Greenberry. Have you heard those commercials?
Mm-mm.
What's it for? Like, was it Grainberry?
I think it's Grainberry and it's some sort of cereal.
It's some like, it feels very like culty Christian, local, handmade Maranatha.
My cereal top 10's all full anyway. I don't need this Grainberry.
Grainberry.
To get a piece of that real estate.
It sounds like a car dealership.
Yeah, it's very
off the
weird.
101 freeway. Grainberry. All right, back
melasma.
To this person. Oh, God, melasma. It's a darkening of the skin. Happens to a lot of women, a side effect of birth control, side effect of pregnancy. And I think it could happen otherwise. Listen to me, there is no cure for it. People will sell you their shitty products at the mall, like, this cures your melasma. There's no cure. All you can do is mitigate it and control it a little bit. And fun fact, SPF, while it helps so you don't get worse, because the sun does make it worse, if you get, like, heat brings it out. Like, my head gets really hot if I really work out. I was playing tennis, and my face is, like, red for, like, 20,
Where?
30 minutes
when
after.
Were you playing
In
tennis?
Bermuda. None of your business.
Okay. It's in her DNA.
What, do you think I was lying?
No, I just was trying to think when that would have happened. I wanted a timeline of
debating
events.
If I say that, because it sounds... We were on vacation. I was playing tennis. Okay. And my face was, like, coal hot. Not to be confused with Cole Haan, the shoemaker. It was red hot. And the melasma got worse. So your face heats up. So do things to keep your face cool. I do a laser treatment every week. I'm not going to lie. It's expensive. This is where I choose to spend my money as a performer. I'm obsessed with the idea of my skin looking great when I take my makeup off because I don't even like to wear that much makeup. So I get these lasers, and it's expensive. And over several weeks, you see, like, a slight difference.
I feel like the name is so much worse than
melasma.
The actual thing, yeah. It sounds like mesothelioma adjacent or something. You know,
it does.
Like, I suffer from melasma. People are like, oh, my God, I had no idea.
Great.
That explains the weird hat or whatever. And you're like, actually, it just means my upper lip's a little dark. And people are like, oh, thank God.
Grade 2.
No big cares.
DEFCON 1, melasma. So I'm just telling you, there's not a lot you can do it, but you always wear sunscreen. Anyways, that's it. It sucks because I see it. No one else does. It really bothers me. But then when I say, do you see it? Then they go, oh, now I see it. I'm like, cool. You're supposed to say, I don't see it.
So person that's asking, just don't talk about it to anyone and they won't see it.
There you go. Get a little bit of makeup. I keep a little bit of concealer in my purse at all times. I dab it on.
Mm-hmm.
I dab it on. Yeah, or look into lasers. Or just get a new face. Just slice it right off.
Uh-huh.
Trade it out.
Trotman's Travels. I work in IT management, so I have to work with everyone. Is it better to be liked or respected? I thought you would have a strong opinion on this one, Eliza.
I think it just depends on what kind of a work environment that is. Mm-hmm. Like, is it the kind of, like, where everyone hangs out? You're IT, so you will never be the same level as the employees, for better or for worse. Like, forget, like, superiority. You're just not part of that team.
Yeah.
You're the guy that they call for help. You're not the guy that they call to, like, go get lunch with.
Yeah.
You're not in the office like them. I think you can be liked and respected. I don't think there has to, they're mutually exclusive.
If you had to pick one or the other, would you rather I like you or respect you?
Respect.
Yeah, because you don't want to be my friend.
Oh, I thought you were, you know what's so insane? I thought you were listing it like alphabetically, like I like you, and then you were going to pick another letter. J, be cool.
Are you okay?
I'm okay. That's the way it might have. But also, like, because, like, everybody in Hollywood likes me, but, like, it's the expression is love me less, hire me more.
Yeah.
Where respect comes, you know, perhaps they want to work. Like, respect.
Mm-hmm.
I guess respect, because everybody likes, you'd have to be a real piece of shit for people to be like, I really don't like them. You like them enough.
Yeah.
Like, a little bit of like goes a long way.
Yeah, and at NIT, it's like they don't really need to respect you as much because, like, you're the only one that has the information. So they have to like it or lump it.
He means fear. He's like, I have your password. I have your password. I have your face. I can make it all go away.
I mean, that's...
I maybe changed my mind. I think I go like, because there are people that I respect, but I don't like them, and I never miss a chance to tell people.
Well, and in a work environment, you're going to get more from people that like you. You want to know when there's donuts in the break room?
Yeah.
You better have people like you.
I think you should go deeper inside yourself through your butthole and ask yourself, it's the only way through your butthole, why does it have to be one or the other? You're thinking if they like you, then they might get disrespectful or might try to ask for too much. You got to draw that line. They can like and respect you. And if all else fails, respect is enough because you're at work. These are not your friends.
Oh.
Leave in the night. Get a new job. Get a new identity.
No, IT is a solid job. Steal. That's what I'm going to transition into one day.
Okay, I'm not looking at you. Steal one of their identities. You're an IT guy. You can do it. Move out. Move it. Do it in the night.
Thunder lips.
You'll never work in IT.
Yeah, I could.
Why?
Because it's in my DNA.
You don't have, it can't be. Your robotics cannot be in your DNA. Electricity cannot be in your DNA.
It's not in your DNA. What are you talking about?
Your DNA is made of double helixes and deoxyribonucleic acid. There's no IT in your DNA. And our forefathers didn't have computers. It's not in your DNA, and you don't have the degree for it. That's cool that you can, like, troubleshoot my Instagram.
No, that's not what I'm talking about. I know more about IT.
Rebuttal, how many times have you seen The Net with Sandra Bullock?
Only twice.
Okay.
Today.
There's a lot of sand in that movie.
Okay.
A lot of sand.
And I get very stressed out when there's a situation where some people don't know what's going on and some people do, and I don't like confusions in
movies.
So just
life in general?
No, I don't like when there's you know what's happening, but they don't know.
Oh, you mean like A-B conflict, like the vehicle that drives almost every story? Got it.
You know what? There's a lot of conflict in today's episode. Thunder lips. Were you ever into pro wrestling? And if you were, who was your favorite wrestler?
What lips are we talking about?
This person has asked before and you've said that.
The answer is no. But I did do a USO tour with The Miz and we became buddies.
Yeah, he seems nice.
But I've never watched it. It's one of those things like NASCAR, like monster trucks. A whole nation is gripped with fascination and yet no one I know watches it. And if they do, it's like ironic. But yeah,
that's where The Rock came from.
Yeah, I do know that. And John Cena, hottie number one.
And Steve Austin. I feel like I had a Steve Austin figure.
There haven't been any women that, like, broke out and became huge.
The Bella Twins.
But they're not, they're, like, that huge. They're not
action stars. Who's the one that just had that movie, Fighting With My Family? It was a movie about her life. She has, like, dark hair. Paige.
Oh, Van Zandt?
No.
Oh, see, I don't know. That's an MMA fighter.
Well, so she had, like, a movie based on her life. Someone else played her, but The Rock was also in it.
See, that's my thing. Like, there's no female The Rock, because you'd be
no,
gigantic.
I mean, they were putting Ronda Rousey in movies for a little bit.
So that's
Gina
the other
Carano
way. But that's the
movies.
Other way. Ronda Rousey was not a WWE star. She was at the top of the world and then became a WWE star later, and now I don't even know if she's doing it now.
I don't know.
So it's not, my point remains. But never a fan. Could not get into it. I did watch that Andre the Giant documentary, though. That was interesting.
He seemed like a nice guy.
Yeah, and I watched Man on the Moon, and he wrestled, so that's something.
Hello, Sabrina O. How do you write a good dating profile?
I haven't written a dating profile in a very long time. Honesty is key. I understand you want to do pretty pictures because men are visual, but honesty is key. You don't have to put everything out there, but, like, put your interest. Because there is a guy out there who has those interests. I love worm topography. I like to look at their segmented bodies. Guess where the brains are. Someone's going to like that.
You don't to guess.
You don't want to. There's seven brains. You don't want to lie, and then a guy's like, oh, I heard you love competitive paintballing in the crotch area. You're like, I dare, I'll suit up. There's life's too short to lie, and you can be open-minded. You know, that's it. You don't want to be, I hate the word basic, but it's like, live, laugh, and love. I love adventure. It's like, you don't leave Fresno. So just be honest and down to earth. Dudes fucking love down to earth. You want to attract similar to what you are.
Right.
So that's it. So if you're a piece of shit, you be a piece of shit and you'll get a piece of shit. And then you'll be two turds bound together. It's hard. Like, always keep asking yourself, like, is this authentic? Is this me? I had, like, Bone Thugs and Harmony as my profile song for two reasons. One, I'm not a big music person. And two, it was already on my phone. And I do like them. So I was like, here it is. And I even wrote on my profile, like, if the song is what you're judging me by, then we don't belong together. Because, like, who cares? Like, this song will be the least interesting thing about me.
Yeah.
Write something cute. Men still don't expect it for a girl to be clever. You write one clever thing. And don't try to be a guy's girl if you're not. Don't be like, oh, I'd rather be playing Red Dead Redemption. Unless you, like, love it.
Yeah, if you can't answer some questions about Red Dead, then don't bring it up.
I don't even know what that is. Is it a first-person shooter game?
No, it's like, so we're on Red Dead Redemption 2 now, and that's what the people are playing.
That's your bio. We're on Red Dead Redemption 2 now, and that's what the people
are
playing.
And you're a man on a horse.
Do you have a dating profile?
Yeah. Mine says, please don't make me go hiking.
Did you get that from my act?
No.
From Freezing Hot, where I talk about that?
No.
What dating apps are you on?
Some of them.
Okay. I'm not going to find you. I love
You're
please
not
don't
catfish
make
catfish me.
Use that. That's funny. Please don't make me go hiking.
And the problem is that all the replies are like, ha ha, we should go hiking. Ha ha ha.
Is that a man's voice or a woman's voice?
It's a man's
okay.
voice.
Okay. Okay. Just unlocking a little bit more about a person who basically lives in my home.
I do live in your home and you don't know what I got going.
I don't. But that's by design, your design, your grand design. When it got, but see, that's funny. You're like, please don't make me go hiking. And you know what it is? More than an absolute, it's a way for someone to connect with you.
Well, because if you look at the men on dating sites, they're all like, I love hiking with my dog. I love drinking and watching Netflix. And it's like, oh, it's so boring.
I'm just saying, you say something like, please don't make me go hiking, which is funny. And it makes you laugh. And it's like, oh, she's not like the other girls. Even if his answer is like, you sure you don't want to go hiking? Now you have something to talk about. Yeah. Men love the neg. So if you're like, I'm an Eagles fan, they're going to be like, Eagles suck. Even though you hate him for saying that, like, that's just his way of reaching out.
Right.
You'd have to be such a psycho to be like, hold on, hold my beer. I don't like this girl, but I got to set her straight. It's the fucking Steelers. Key rage.
I follow a guy on Twitter who on his dating profile was like, you know, tell me your favorite movie or something. And he said he had a guy reply to him saying, now you see me. Which, whose favorite movie is now
that magician
you see
movie.
Me?
So, yeah. And but also, like, that's so boring. I would never.
But he's such a big movie
right, that's
guy.
The thing.
Like, that's his. Like, he goes to all the festivals and he sees all the stuff. And, like, I'm upset. Like, he does this commentary on Nicole Kidman that I love. So it's like, you know, that's.
I'm just saying.
What he's into. But.
Yeah, be honest. Say things that are poignant to you. If you're not a music person, like, whatever. If you're not a movie person, be like, I would honestly just write in there, like, the answer to this question shouldn't be what decides if we should be together. And just be yourself. That's it.
Yeah.
People always give that of be yourself. It's actually very hard to be yourself when you're so busy trying to impress people.
Well,
and show some tits. Get those teats out.
But yeah, I mean, if you lie on there, then you got to keep that up, and that's so much work.
Yeah, and then you end up like saying you went to Yale, and like you date this girl for like a year, and it turns out your tools are too bad. Next question. Good luck. Good luck. Thick lips. What was it? Big lips?
No, Thunder Lips asked Thunder about lips. Wrestling.
Oh.
This was Hello Sabrina O.
Okay, like so, definitely not that. Well.
It's no secret that fast fashion and the demand for fashion in general is helping to wreck our planet. Well, introducing Nuuly. Nuuly is a subscription clothing rental service. For just $98 a month, you get your choice of any six styles each month. Access to thousands of styles from more than 400 brands with inclusive sizing. And they have fast, free shipping and returns and professional cleaning in Nuuly's state-of-the-art laundering facility. Plus, the option to buy what you love. I gifted Nuuly to a friend whose daughter works in an office where you have to be presentable, and it's trendy. She gets to try out stuff. She always looks fresh at work. She always looks cute. And when she's done with it, it, which we usually are after wearing something for a while, she can send it right back. Nuuly is a great value at $98 a month for any 6 styles, but right now you can get $20 off your first month of Nuuly when you sign up with the code ELIZA20. Just go to NUULY.com. That's Nuuly with 2 U's. And enter the code ELIZA20 and sign up to get $20 off your first month. That's NUULY.com. Nuuly with 2 U's with code ELIZA20. Nuuly subscription clothing rental. Change your clothes.
When you ask someone what language they took in school, usually it's like with an eye roll. They're like, French. It's like, do you speak French? No, I don't use it. I feel like a lot of us had difficulties learning a language in school. Rosetta Stone is here to change that. It's available on desktop and it can be used as an app on your phone or your tablet. Rosetta Stone are trusted experts for more than 30 years with millions of users and 25 languages offered. Rosetta Stone immerses you in many ways with an intuitive process, and you can pick up any language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Plus, with Rosetta Stone's True Accent feature, you'll get feedback on how well you're pronouncing words. That's right, you might even fool some locals into thinking you're one of them. It's like having a personal trainer for your accent. I headed to Mexico City for a little vacation, and I used Rosetta Stone to brush up on my Spanish. Just a few things, few verbs that I knew I had forgotten, and I was better. Mejor. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, Ask Eliza Anything listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/Eliza. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/Eliza today.
Sabrina
Annie Banani. How much would you consider smoking a deal breaker in a relationship? I don't smoke at all.
Oh, yeah. Smoking.
Smoking. Not like the mask.
I thought you meant smoking a deal breaker. Like, check out this deal breaker I just rolled.
No.
We call this
it
one
might
the
turn
deal
out
breaker.
To be.
Yeah. Let's see the context.
I don't smoke at all, and a guy I'm seeing smokes a lot, both weeds and tobacco. He rolls his own
weeds.
Cigarettes.
Weeds.
He's very respectful of my boundaries on it, but I don't know if it will be an issue in the future.
I have never had a cigarette in my life. I think cigarettes are disgusting. That being said, I've definitely kissed boys who had cigarettes. So for me, it's kind of like a hot memory of like a night out. Oh, he's so dirty. What a bad boy who's going to die of lung cancer. You're going to smell like cigarettes.
And that secondhand smoke can kill you.
Yeah. The person could be the love of your life. I doubt it just because, you know, I just doubt it. Weed, I think there's weed smoking, then there's weed smoking.
Yeah.
You take a puff to go to bed. You smoke on a Saturday night. Is it habitual? Is it recreational? Mm-hmm. Is it constant? Is it for medicinal purposes?
Is it all they talk about?
Yeah. So we need more context.
Like, I roll cigarettes and I roll weeds and I have fun.
If he rolls it, like, there might be, like, an artisanal thing. Like, oh, I'm really into this thing.
I picked these leaves.
I think the frequency matters.
Yeah. And the cigarettes are hard.
Cigarettes are disgusting, especially if he's, like, a chain smoker.
Can you transfer him to a Juul or whatever, a Vapes?
Yeah, so you can date a 15-year-old skateboarder. Cool. Uh-huh.
I mean, the smell is less, at least. Even if he's still hurting his lungs, but your lungs will be hurt less.
But then you're dating a guy that smokes a
Have
Juul.
Have you seen the pictures of, like, rooms where you look at, here's a wall that a smoker was sitting next to, and it's just caked with yellow, and it's disgusting. Like, here's the carpet
All right,
underneath.
Take it easy.
Smoker.
Smoking's disgusting. The weed thing I could get over. I just don't know how much weed he smokes.
Yeah.
That's what you got to find
out. It's a deal breaker dependent on, is it a deal breaker for
you? Is this person using it as a crutch? You know, or are they still functional? Yeah, there was a lot of variables missing here. Cigarettes are disgusting though. He'd have to be so hot for me to be okay with the cigarettes. That's the
truth. Do you ever think, sometimes I think maybe I should start smoking as a hobby. It seems
so
like
you
something
drink
to do.
Less strawberry Gatorade?
It just seems like I'll see people and I'm like, it seems like something to do.
That's how I feel about getting a cup of coffee. Like, who was it that gave that speech? Hold on. Oh, Frasier. Bebe, she has to stop smoking for her sugar daddy. And Frasier's trying to help her break it. And she gives this really emphatic monologue about what she loves about smoking and unwrapping it in the new pack. And so a lot of it is the ritual of it. I definitely sometimes wish that I could be like, I got to have a cigarette so I can leave a conversation, or it kind of breaks up the night.
Mm-hmm.
Just bring a Starburst.
But I do get mad at those articles that are like how to save money. It's like, stop smoking, stop buying Starbucks. And I'm like, I'm doing those things.
I'm like, I already don't do those things. And I need more money. Next question.
Okay. The first part of this.
Oh, what else can you do? I'll tell you. Quit buying snacks.
Me?
Every time I get in your car, you're like, it's fresh. Okay, Arco has make your own slushy soda frappuccino.
What I need to do is stock up my fridge better. I have a real problem with breakfast foods, and I need to solve it.
Okay, save this for your own podcast.
It's not what my podcast is
I don't about. Eat breakfast. There's a good solver. That cuts out a third of your dietary money.
I know, but then I don't feel good.
But you're not going to feel well regardless. So you drink a strawberry Gatorade. I can't get over it.
But this is, I've never had a headache.
I've never seen someone drink a strawberry Gatorade.
I've never had one until today. I decided to try this flavor.
I was sitting in the car and I was like, I kept like throughout my own thoughts, I was like, why does it smell like that faux fake strawberry Novocaine dentists give you? Like when you have a choice of your flavors for like imprints and stuff. And then I realized the cap on her Gatorade was off. And that's what was the synthetic strawberry. And that's why I was nauseous.
Bloodhound nose. Okay.
Sniff out that next question.
The first part of this question, I don't know if you want to answer.
Wait. This goes out to the last person.
Glenn Marshall 3316 says, saw you going scuba diving with mom. On the same day you splayed that, a girl was attacked by 3 sharks and killed in Bermuda. Did you know that before you and mom went out?
No, I didn't know that, but I also never went scuba diving. Like, you're clearly not a super fan, because you would know that I got on that boat, on that catamaran, and I thought there were going to be, like, 10 people, and they loaded it up with 50 people, and they started blaring Sweet Home Alabama, and they opened the bar. And I, as a very fair-skinned person, I was like, I cannot be out on open water in the sun with these mongrels, and I got off the boat. It was just too chaotic. There were little kids. There were teenagers. There were, like, couple. It was just too much. So I didn't go scuba diving. That wouldn't have prevented me from doing it. I think that having that girl's a freak thing. But, like, for that matter, like, people get raped. People get murdered. People get in car accidents. Like, why go anywhere or do anything?
Sharks are not homicidal. They are surviving. They're not coming after you. Jaws was not accurate. There's never been a case where a shark has just purposefully gone after people.
Shark? Did you say we're shark?
We're
shark is good. Shark does not good. Attack.
I was just reading about...
Jaws
just,
is a documentary. Jaws is not a...
Well, you know the guy who wrote the book that movie is based on feels horrible.
Mm-hmm.
Because of people went out and killed sharks, and the shark population went down.
People do horrible things to sharks. They cut off their fins and throw them back in the water.
It's off. Sharks are not out to get you.
They're not out to get you. That thing with the girl's a freak thing. I also wonder, I don't know the full story. Like, was she on her period? Like, was there blood in the water?
Well, in the movie The Shallows.
She was asking for it.
No, but Blake Lively is attacked by a shark in shallow water because there is a dead whale that has washed up. And so that's their feeding ground, and you have now gone into their feeding ground. You know, it's...
You have to respect that this is where they live. It's the great Chris Rock bit. He's like, the tiger didn't go crazy. The tiger went tiger.
Yeah.
You know, even when that dog bit me on the face as a kid, like, I put my face in the dog's face.
Yeah.
On its level. Like, I was asking for it.
Statistically, those sharks just ate. Like, you probably have less of a chance of being eaten now that they're full. So it was probably like the best time ever to go scuba diving in
Aruba.
Right,
after those 3 girls got eaten.
Aruba's got a bad track record for right women dying. After, I gotta be honest. But I didn't go, so it doesn't matter. And I'm not an open water kind of person. Turns out I have a paralyzing fear of it, I found out, while on this trip. So
now you know.
Yep.
You don't gotta go out there.
I ain't gotta do it.
Hi, Eliza and crew. Be nice. I would like to remain anonymous. So my fiancé and I just experienced our first pregnancy and first miscarriage about 2 weeks after conception. I'm wondering if this is a common occurrence. She had informed me that most of the women in her family miscarriage on their first conception.
I think miscarriages are super common.
I ask mainly because I feel this is not discussed publicly and do not agree with the stigma that a miscarriage is shameful in any way.
What? No. I think it's really normal. I think most... I don't know the statistics, but I know a lot of women this has happened to.
Yeah.
I've never
just not talking about it.
Known any woman to be ashamed of it. I think it's sad for that woman, and you're mourning that because you're excited, especially, you know, I guess it's worse if you're farther along and you lose your baby. But shameful is definitely not the word.
No, and it seems like the wife is very, like, she's not feeling ashamed. This guy, I think, is just a little confused because he's not...
He's just a scared husband, and he like, doesn't know what to do. She has nothing to be ashamed of. It happens a lot. It's natural. I don't know if that's the word, but it's a natural... It's a normal occurrence in our society. And as long as she's doing okay, that's all you have to focus on.
Yeah.
That's it. I think for some women, you know, it's so jarring, especially if they didn't see it coming. But season 2 of Fleabag, Lily was like, whatever. But I think each woman just like postpartum or something. I think each woman has their own way they handle things like that. So
yeah.
Confer with her. However she feels is the only thing that matters. But it is not shameful. That's insane.
No. Yeah.
It's not like getting a period, which is super shameful.
Hi, Eliza and Emily. Eliza, you seem to be extremely confident. How can I work on not being such a people pleaser and do things without the worry of judgment from others? I've gotten much better at managing and reminding myself that it doesn't matter what other people think, but there are times when it's not that easy to believe. Also, Emily's podcast, Tasteless, is great.
No! You gotta pay me now. I mean, people, even when you're on your best behavior, doing your best, like, people always find fault with it. So once you kind of, I'm not the kind of person that's like, fuck everyone. I hate people. I don't care. I'm so bold. But you're going to hit a breaking point where you're like, I'm exhausted. Mm-hmm. I can't consider every option. I will never forget. There was this guy, I went on like a couple dates with him and I invited him to a party. Mm-hmm. To my party, he brought a girl. And he was like, this is my friend. I think her name was like Jess. And I was like, okay, like I'm trying to be cool. Like, you know, he and I have made out. Like, okay, I have male friends. I totally get it.
Yeah.
And I was so nice. I'm always a good hostess. I just mm-hmm. always am. I was like, can I get you anything? Welcome, you know, if you guys want to go downstairs. Like I was, and I was busy hosting a party. And she was not cute, like at all. She was not cute. So I wasn't like threatened. I wasn't like, oh, she's trying to fucking whatever. And then later he was like, yeah, she just felt like you were kind of like rude and didn't really pay attention to her. And I was like bending over backwards to show how chill I was.
What did she want?
I never, well, she was just jealous. That's what it was. I was like, you want to fuck this dude and you came to this party and like you are just a bitch. And honestly, and he sucked. So that to me is a great example of like I was doing everything. The amount of, and like celebrity stuff, the amount of press interactions where I've been nothing, and I'm not. I'm very aware. I'm very socially aware and I'm very aware of myself. If I'm having a bad day or I'm tired, the amount of times I've really just been myself and been alert and done a great job and the feedback will be like, yeah, she kind of had an attitude. And it's like, and it usually comes from someone that's really insecure and we've had to like check people and be like, you're saying that and it's really irresponsible, you know? Mm-hmm. My point is all you can ever do is go with the highest of intention, the best of intention. And also you need to know that like you don't have to go to everyone. You ever meet like celebrities, especially like rappers, they're just chill in the cut. Like they're just there. You like the more famous, and I'm not saying this is not about celebrities, but like the more successful people are, the less inclined they are to like leap at the chance to please someone. You don't have to be rude, but like there is something to be said for you're just chilling. And as a woman, people, I'm assuming you're a woman, people will judge you a little bit harder because you aren't wagging your tail. That is not on you, and you just have to let it go. If somebody ever brings that up, like, yeah, so-and-so thought you were a bitch, be like, what did I do? And then in the conversation, they'll be like, I guess you didn't do anything. Mm-hmm. It's fine. Please people if it pleases you. But you'll hit a breaking point where you'll be like, I just don't care.
Yeah.
That's it.
Keep it up.
You know what? If you come from the best of intentions, my husband's good about this. Like, it's never, he's always outcome oriented. He never wants to start a fight and never, he doesn't get bogged down with details. He's like always looking for the best way out of something. And I think people respect him because of that. I live in the muck and mire of the details and they weigh me down. But yeah, that's it. You can smile all day and someone will be like, I fucking hate that she was smiling. What was she covering up? Fuck him. You be you.
I am a master's student right now. I'm not over the moon about my master's program. Back in March, my ex-fiancé and I broke up because I caught him cheating on me with some 18-year-old high school student. In April, my roommate failed out of his grad school and went back to his parents. I'm now staying in a guest room at one of my friend's apartments and have no idea where I'll be living when August comes. I've started to look into joining the Air Force for stability in life. The only thing holding me back is weight. Since the breakup, I've lost 40 pounds and I just need to lose 35 more. Before I fully commit to the Air Force, I'd like to get some unbiased feedback. Is this a bad idea? If I'm able to join, I wouldn't mind dropping out of my master's program and just working towards paying off my student loans. Thank you, Eliza. Your podcast helps me when I'm feeling down.
So you were like 250 pounds. Is this a boy or a girl? I guess it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
It's really cool that you're losing all that
Probably
weight.
Probably a girl because her fiance cheated with a girl.
When you join the military, you're making a very long commitment. The Air Force, they call it the Chair Force. I've heard military people say that. I guess if you're not fighting, like if you're not a fighter pilot, perhaps it's less of a risk. Like if you're on the ground doing air control or something, I'm not positive.
Yeah.
It's a major commitment and you can't back out of it. And it seems if you're in a master's program that you might have a few more options in life.
Not over the moon about the master's program.
Can you switch the master's program?
Yeah, I'd be curious to know if Air Force was even ever in consideration before you feel like your life kind of fell apart and now you just want
Did you have a military background? Did you ever think about it? Did you see a commercial where they're like, you get a $40,000 signing bonus? It sounds like a short-term solution to a long-term problem, and you'll go to jail. You can't just, like, drop out of the Air Force.
Right, and then what happens after the Air Force?
Yeah, and also, if you have to... I'm going to say this in a delicate way. It's a physically demanding thing, and there's boot camp and stuff like that. You know, make sure that your body can handle something like that. Mm-hmm. I don't know what your weight loss situation looks like. If you're in a master's program, it's pretty cool to get a master's. Maybe you can just shift it around or apply those credits to a different type of completion of education.
Yeah.
But I feel like the military, for a lot of people, is something where you're like, I just feel the need, you know, and you can't go back. So... while I respect and really honor all of our troops, like that doesn't sound like that's what you want to do.
Yeah.
I think it sounds cool and feels cool and like Maverick and all that shit, but you might
that new Top Gun movie is coming out.
It's probably the new trailer.
That trailer looks dope, by the way.
Because I also want to join the Air Force right now.
Yeah.
Finally, Jennifer Connelly is going to get some.
I wonder.
Though I think that was the Navy.
If there's an uptick in enlistment after a movie like that comes out.
We'll have to see.
Yeah, we're going to have to monitor studies. That closely.
That's what happened when I was a kid, and that came out.
The first one?
Yeah.
Everybody ask yourself.
I was like seven, marching down to the office, being like, pull me in.
Put me in, coach.
Yeah, chuck me in the seat.
General. I would also really write down or verbalize, depending on what kind of learner you are, what it is about the Air Force.
Mm.
And it sounds like you just want to belong to something and pay off loans, in which case there's other ways to do it. So that's my answer to you.
All right. Do you want to do Top of the Cob?
Is that it?
I mean, we got 8 minutes. I feel like you'd talk about your Top of the Cob for a little bit.
I think we can do one more.
You want to do one more? Well, then let's do a related one, which is, what do you think about choosing a listener's Top and Bottom of the Cob when you don't have a guest? I find myself thinking about them all the time after listening.
I love it.
Example, Top of the Cob, getting a recipe I've been working on just right, and Bottom of the Cob, lukewarm food at a restaurant. That should be hot. Or that should be hot.
What's their name?
They submitted anonymous.
That's anonymous?
Well, I'm sure we could say their name, but if you submit, I'm laying down law. If you submit in the DMs, it's anonymous for safety.
Do not submit. Yeah, fine. Because I don't read. If you DM me, I erase it.
Anonymous.
It's just, I have too much work to do. So it's all.
Oh, if you DM Ask Eliza.
Ask Eliza, not my, hold on. Yeah. Do not DM my personal account. No. I won't read that. I can't give you that. They're like, should I kill myself? I'm like, I can't have this on a written record. Those are Emily's rules. If it's DM'd, it'll be anonymous because they're supposed to be in the comment section.
Just to make sure. Well, DMs are for anonymous. Comment section is for public.
That's how we set it up. That's what I said at the
Or if you specifically say my name.
Okay, listen.
But the default is anonymous.
But you have to say it three times fast. Whoever just said that, that's a great idea.
It's
and now you don't get credit.
Up.
Yeah, and now I'm going to pretend it was my idea. You guys, we should have listeners submit a Top and Bottom of the Cob. I love that idea. In fact, if you want to submit your Top and Bottom of the Cob, send them in. I would love to read one at the end of every episode.
Just, we'll do a little chunk.
Yeah, we'll do a chunk. But just to let you know, you don't like lukewarm food. Food should never be served piping hot. It should always be a couple, not room temperature, but warm.
Unless it's a fajita.
Warm is better. It was like the purest look. You're like, unless it's a fajita. I had fajitas yesterday. They were ice cold.
I don't order them because I don't want something coming in my
I order them frozen. I leave them out overnight.
Ugh.
Usually hot, you can't really taste all the notes of the food, so warm is better. It's too hot, you're going to burn yourself. What was his bot? What was his top?
Top was getting a recipe I've been working on just right. That's nice.
You're food man. I don't know why.
Or woman.
Or non-binary.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's a great idea. You got a Top and Bottom of the Cob, send it in. I would love to hear it.
Clog up that inbox.
Clog it up with cobs. Hit it.
It's the Top of the Cob. We're doing it right every day. You just take a bite, Top of the Cob.
I like we're doing it right. What does that mean?
I don't know. Which of your...
All my songs I make up involve doing it right and the word every day. All right. This, I'm going to... I'm going to start at the bottom of the cob because it's more complex.
Okay.
My bottom of the cob is... when I meet someone and they're a little standoffish or rude, and I can't tell, and this is something I've had to start doing recently, if they're just shitty or they know who I am and they're nervous.
Yeah, like when I stared really hard at Amy Adams one time because I didn't know what to do.
Yeah, and the worst is when I'm like, oh, this person's being really weird. And then you kind of give it a beat. You're like, they probably recognize you and they're nervous around you. But then sometimes I like expect the person knows who I am and they're like, all right, can I get your name? And they just have no idea. So it's a weird thing because I'm trying to like be kind to people, but it is shitty when people are just shitty and you're like, oh, you must know who I am. So I never say it. I just have to like give them a second chance. Where here I am tap dancing on that first chance. So I can be like, look how cool I am. I'm so nice. Please don't be shitty to me.
Yeah.
My bottom of the cup.
That is a weird dynamic.
It's weird.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, you must be terrified because you're so in love with me. I'm Eliza.
Especially just because you pop up on like the homepage of Netflix. So even people that aren't actively watching you might recognize you and be trying to place you.
That happens all the time where they kind of stare. Or I can tell when it's a fan because like, and then they look at their phone and then they come back. But like recently I was at a thing where it was two people, and they could not have been ruder and engaged with me less. And we were just sitting with, like, seven people. And the whole time I was like, I think they know who you are. And they just like if I was sitting with a celebrity that was much more famous than me, I would probably try to play it cool. Like, yeah. I don't even know. But they didn't realize how horrible they were. So I had to let it go. I'm not going to say names, titles, or places, but they were shitty.
Sometimes it's tough, though, when you see somebody, like, they look 80% like the person that they are.
There was a personal connection. They would definitely have known who I was. So they were either going out of their way to, like, make it clear that I'm a nobody, or they were just too nervous, or they were just shitty. Either way, I'm winning.
Oh, boy.
Winning every day. This has nothing to do with my fans that I meet. You clearly bought the ticket. And that's very sweet when people are like, I can't talk. We're talking, like, everyday interactions. I will always give you the benefit of the doubt, but just, like, be nice. Always say hi. Mm-hmm. I'm not famous enough to be like, do not look. Don't touch. Well, don't touch, but.
Yeah, don't touch.
You can look. You can look at my body.
All right. Well, my bottom of the cup is that I love Veronica Mars so much. And they just dropped all the new episodes on Hulu a week early. Like, look, we've given you a gift. No, because I used to watch a show in high school with my dad. So my dad and I want to watch it together at the same time and both sign up for Hulu and watch it at the same time. And we weren't ready to do it this past weekend. We plan to do it next weekend.
We'll do it next weekend.
We're going to do it next weekend. But guess what? It's already been spoiled for me because people were like, oh, I'm going to watch all 8 hours and then write 80 things about it. Like, I don't like this. Release things a week at a time.
I got an idea. Pick up a book. Read a book. And tell your dad to quit looking at that hot Veronica Mars body.
Ugh.
Oh, Veronica Mars.
No.
Oh, which twin daughter do I tell about this obsession?
No.
Twin daughter. Sounds like a Chinese restaurant. Top of the cob. This is so gross. So if you're precious, you should turn this off. Everyone's like, turn it up. Okay. Sometimes, I don't know when I see this, but I've seen it. Like an elephant or a horse. When they poop, it just falls out in chunks effortlessly.
Gravity.
Like, and like they dump out. And I look at that and I'm like, that looks like it's such a relief. Like it just comes out and it just, and like, wouldn't you love to take a dump that was just, you didn't have to grunt. It's like,
it just rocks out of a pillowcase.
It just looks like a satisfying bowel movement. Horse dump. Look at it. Go YouTube it.
Those are probably, I feel like some animals, like if they get constipated, they just die because they're not even equipped to
deal
with it.
Well, like dogs, like they sit there, they scrunch. Like I used to think with Blanche when she like, if she has like, was a little constipated, she'd scrunch up her body and I would voice over it like, I'm going to scrunch up. I'm going to scrunch up. And then like sometimes it wouldn't come out and like she's focusing, but so a horse sick. Is just like, no. And an elephant is just dumping out chunk dumps. Go YouTube it. Tell me that isn't satisfying.
Oh, wow.
And how thin do those horses feel after? Oh, it's a new me. It's a new Karen.
No wonder they trot.
No wonder they prance and trot. I love that. Beat that one, Emily.
Oh, my top that top is that I went to a kitten cafe and I spent 70 minutes just hugging different kittens, just holding them to my face and kissing them. And
cats, another difficult dump.
Yeah, they have a tough time.
Because they're standing on rocks.
And they're in, like, an enclosed space.
Yeah, smelling their own turds. Yeah, I saw your picture. Your eyes literally had hearts in them. Like, these are my babies.
One got in my purse literally as I stood up to leave, and I was like, I lifted my purse and she stayed in there. Her name was B, and I was like,
Finders keepers. Could it be true?
Yeah, do they have a deposit for those? Do you have to put down a deposit that say you're not going to steal a cat?
You pay to attend.
$200.
No. $35 for 70 minutes. The money goes to this. All the animals are adoptable.
Is there food in there?
There's a cafe you can get a coffee or like a scone, but I don't. I told, they're like, do you want anything else? No, I need both hands free. I was double fisting kittens.
We have blueberry plain and one with a little bit of cat hair. Cat pee glaze. But it's okay. All right. That's your Top of the Cop. Folks, thanks for listening. We'll be back very soon with an episode. DM us your Top of the Cops.
Oh, boy.
Send it in.
It's one thing falling in love with a house, picturing yourself moving in and calling it home, and quite another navigating the world of price negotiating, mortgage lenders, and finding the budget that works best for you. An agent who's a realtor can make understanding that world easier. Realtors have the expertise, access to proprietary data, and tools to help you get from imagining living somewhere to actually doing it. That's the kind of help we can provide. Because that's who we are. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.